guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Naughty Show. We got an exciting episode for you. We got a whole bunch of great dates coming up. If you want to see anyone on the Naughty Show live, here are the dates for the next month and a half, or 2 months.
Okay, October 17th, you can see Gareth Reynolds at Flappers at 8 and 10 with a friend of show, Steve Byrne.
Steve Byrne. The 18th, which is this Friday coming up, John Lovitz at 8 and 10 p.m. I got Duncan Trussell. I've got Adam Hunter and Gareth Reynolds will be there. And then Gareth again will be on the 19th, which is October 19th, Saturday. He'll be at the Improv at 8 p.m. and Flappers at 9:30.
October 24th at the Hollywood Improv is the Comedy Rap Battle Block Party.
At 10 p.m., and it's going to be huge. You can see the one only Vicky Pezza battle rapping ethnic people.
Do not miss that.
It's going to be phenomenal. Then, Canada, I'm a-coming to my favorite club, and I think I'm going to record my CD there from November 13th through the 17th. I will be at the Comic Strip in Edmonton, one of my favorite clubs to play, and I think I'm going to record my CD there. So if you want to come out and support, let's put it together. I got an hour of power for you. I'm excited about it. And then November, the last week in November, I'm back at the La Jolla Comedy Store. It should be phenomenal. Very excited, and I hope you can come out and support us at all of our shows.
And now, a message from Gareth Reynolds.
Oh, hey, everybody. Coming from the Naughty Show, talking to the Illuminati. That's right, I'm killing it. Guys, how are you? This is Gareth Reynolds, speaking for Sam Tripoli, Vicky Pezza, and the Peas. We're here to offer you guys some awesome Naughty Show packages. A lot of times people are saying, hey, how do I get in the bloodstream of this terrific podcast? Well, guys, we're just going to main vein you right into the body, okay? Here's what we got for you. Everyone knows I'm a gifted sound effects man. I've many times schooled Michael Winslow in my dreams, and in the future, I'll do it in reality. However, what we're offering you till then to bridge the gap is the $5 sound effects. That's right, you can hit me up and send $5, and you'll get any sound effect you want, any sound effect in the world. That sound effect could be what it sounds like when a cloud farts, which sounds like this. Okay, it sounds like a regular fart. Followed by the $10 Twitter Follow Friday Vine extravaganza. What this is for $10. $10, guys. In this economy, it really is 11. I mean, we're practically not giving it away. The point is, if you guys send $10, we will blast your Twitter. We will blast your Twitter on Vine. We'll blast your Twitter on Twitter. We will Follow Friday you. You will be part of the Illuminati in the Naughty Show. And that we will smoke hash. Like Sam just said, we will smoke hash in your fucking honor. Sam's in recovery. He should not be doing that. For $10, he's going to fall off the fucking wagon for you. You understand how important that is? All right, moving on. What happens when you get two sound effects plus one Twitter shout-out? Well, that's 5 plus 5 plus 10, which equals 20. For $20, you can either split that, get one sound effects package, and a $10 Twitter shout-out followed by another sound effects package, or you can try to hit the Grand Slam. Now, Illuminati, you know that I shoot straight from the hip. I'm just the way I'm born and bred. For $20, you will get a handwritten mystery letter. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, like, hey, asshole, why do I want that? Well, first of all, fuck you. And second of all, the reason is you don't know what's going to be inside there. There could be pubic hair. There could be, whiskers from a mustache. And it's not just hair, guys. There could be a delightful letter, like me writing you a letter like I was at the Civil War and you were my long-lost wife and I just wanted to tell you how hard it is on me, okay? It could be Sam writing to you about how big buttholes can get and how great they are. It could be Vicky talking about how creeped out she is by Sam's letter about the buttholes. I don't know what to tell you. The point is, there's a lot to offer. $5 sound effects, $10 Twitter main vein, $20 handwritten letter. Guys, 5-star reviews on iTunes really help us out. Take a picture of that. We're going to give you a prize. We haven't determined what that is yet. Might be a postcard signed by all of us. Might be a visit. Might be me going down on you. If you're a gale, I ain't gay. Okay, guys, that's it for the Naughty Show. It's 11:20 of the Peas here at Burbank. We love you. Keep voting. Keep rating. Keep listening. Keep loving. Because remember, guys, without you, it's just us talking.
We got a great show for you. We got two great shows this week.
9 o'clock in the Peas.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a little mixing and matching on these podcasts. So you won't know what we're talking about. Just enjoy and listen. Because without you guys, we're just talking to ourselves.
Oh golly. God. Is it just me or is it like a Merlot? Every time it's tastier.
Fun stuff going on in the lobby. I can't.
What
get
happened
into
in
it
the lobby, Sam?
Well, you know, here's the whole thing, man. We got some great musical guests coming up, and I don't want to scare them.
Right. But okay? What happened in the lobby?
But I don't think they're listening.
I don't think they're listening. I think you could sneak one
Sapphire,
by.
Sapphire, can we turn down the sound so nobody can hear what I'm saying
That makes it more suspicious.
Okay, way more suspicious. Perfect. All right, Sammy. Sammy.
Seriously? It's Sammy? Not okay. So, like, I was recently, where was I? Steve Byrne, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It all comes together.
Steve Byrne is coming on next week, right?
Yeah.
And he has, because of you telling me my love of buttholes, which I'm very upset with that's actually a thing.
I mean, it's just a couple of guys.
Every time I see him.
You put your cock in his sandwich.
He goes.
And he ate it.
Does he know that, by the way?
No.
Oh, well, it's on the show.
He's going to find out next week.
Multiple times. Oh, please. Really?
He doesn't know
be great.
It. He doesn't know it.
That'll be
he
great.
Will find out next
that'll
week.
That'll be great.
Steve Byrne, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Brett Ernst will be in at 9 o'clock. And then the following night, we will have the next hour, Jeffree Star is going to be in. It's going to be big.
Love it.
So anyways, we have, every time I see him, he asks me about buttholes.
Steve's like,
apparently he thinks that's all I can talk about. I don't know, but all he talks about, because you must really brought home my love of buttholes.
Well, first of all, I mean, of course, I've mentioned your love of the bees, and but he'll do the same shit to me. I mean, it's like he'll have a couple things where he'll just keep razzing you on a couple of things.
So anyways, he's asked me about buttholes. I go, I haven't seen one lately. And I go, he goes, what's up? I thought you were like the butthole whisperer. I go, no, I can see buttholes anytime I want. And right then, Sarah, who works on her show, is like, I haven't seen a butthole since I've been on the show. I go, what? She goes, I have been on your show for a little while. I have not seen one butthole, and I'm really, really depressed.
Yeah.
No, but here's what this turns into. This turns into a sincere phone call to me that's like, hey, Vicky, it's Sam.
This is true.
Do you think we're not showing enough buttholes
hey,
on
Vicky,
the show?
Hey, Vicky, it's Sam. It's 11:45 in the piece. Did I wake you?
It might have been later than that. It's like, do you think we're not showing enough buttholes? Because I'm getting
what is going on? Hold
Steve
on,
Byrne.
Stop. We got a butthole story going on, and something weird going on in the lobby, in the sound studio.
Wow,
what is going on?
I love that they can't hear us. Keep it down, because right now, Sapphire's getting her boob touched.
The whitest
girl I've ever seen
is fondling our black lesbian.
It's like Twilight, but
it's great.
Blacker.
But anyways, so Sarah's questioning my butthole, right? My butthole abilities.
Yeah, not your specific hole.
So anyways, I come out, and I don't know, I'm talking to this porn star out there. What is the name of that porn star, by the way? Do you know?
Let's just call her Jen.
Well, I want to give her shout-outs because she's pretty amazing.
Let's just call her Jessica.
Anyways, I go, can I see your butthole?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, yeah, bam. She just shows me her butthole.
Right.
And then Sarah comes out. I go, can she see your butthole? She's like, why? He goes, because she questions my ability to get people to show their buttholes.
Right.
She goes, oh, yeah, bam, and just hit Sarah with a fucking fat butthole.
And then that was the end of it, right?
And then it was like this weird moment, like, what was it?
Chariots of fire.
Bum, 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 bum.
It was like cherry butts of fire.
Cherry butts of fire. But I don't want to scare our guests in the studio that think it's going to be an hour of butthole talk. Welcome to the show. We have a great show. A lot of stuff going on, in particular, in October 25th. Comedy rap battles.
24th.
The 24th.
But hang around after for the next day.
Yeah, comedy rap battles at the Improv. Listen, email the Naughty Show. I'll put you on the comp list. Now, here's the thing. People buy tickets, get in first. But they say I could put as many people I want on the comp list, and now I want to pack that show.
And if you go to the Improv's website and you use the code BLOCKPARTY, the tickets are only $5. So if you want to absolutely secure your spot, because some of these do sell out.
And these are so, and you might want to go because a very special battler is going to be on the show.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
I wonder who it is.
Oh, they're done for.
Is it Vicky and the Peas?
Yeah, it's MC Jersey Shore Boardwalk.
Look, I just, I should, I just did double date, too, with Lenny, with Shane Moss and April Macy on Sideshow Network, and I just like casually threw this at the end. They're like, you know, anything you want to plug? I'm like, yeah, I'm in a rap battle October 24th. They're like, wait, what? Like, you rap? Look, I don't know what the other people's plan are. I'm sure everyone goes in with a plan, because this is a contest of sorts. It's like a tournament style.
Sure.
Right.
But I'm writing the raps now. I'm looking at everyone.
First of all, you should never
show.
Say that. That's
Why?
Like saying, hey, everybody, I'm going to make this bird appear. It's really up my sleeve. But, you know, you
that's
can't...
literally what a podcast is. We're outing everything.
No, you have to make them think you're spitting in the moment.
Why?
Because that's what a rap battle is.
But
like, look
like,
at your
yeah,
shorts.
I'm not going to tell them when I'm doing it. But I think that a podcast is you're talking about.
Okay,
Vicky, I agree with Sam. When has anyone in hip hop ever boasted? Let's be frank. They don't do it.
Let's be frank.
Let's be frank, and you be Teddy.
Okay,
I'll be Frank and Teddy.
Frankly, miss.
So he called me up last night to do the rundown, and I'm like, I'm working on my disses, so I shouldn't let that. I should just come out.
Do.
I'm so mean.
You play it.
And I rhyme so quick.
You come out with, like, makeup smeared on your face. It makes it look like you were crying. And you go, I just don't think I can do this.
I did think about doing that.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
Because you got to.
Are you doing
you
stuff
do
for
set.
Everybody in the show? Because
well,
you don't know who you're going to get.
That's the thing. You don't know who you're going to
well,
get.
So why don't you rap for all of them?
And, well, that's what I'm planning on doing. I just want to look. I'm really good.
Quivers to have in your arrow pack.
I'm really good at like finding mean things to say. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's like if I just take a minute and look at all these people and just find like what's the thing they're known for? What's their weakness? Just have that a few rhymes ready, but you don't know who you're going to get.
Can I say something really funny too?
Sure, Sam.
All right,
we'd
but you
it.
Shouldn't tell us you're going to say something funny. You should just do it.
Oh, shit. Vicky, wow.
I learned that from a...
She's
from
ready
expert.
For
no,
the battle.
I'm not, because the way the podcast is going, I was going to reference something that we just did, and I just don't want to.
It'll be
I'll
like
tell
a,
you guys
a
off stage. It's very funny.
All right.
I can't wait to see Red Band tonight, by the way. I can't wait to see him.
Why can't we do it? Do it. Fuck
I
it.
Just I can't wait to see that guy. I love that dude to death,
right?
But he's such a BS artist.
Right.
What? Dean's like, yeah, headline in the San Francisco club.
Yeah.
He's been telling me I'm doing that forever. And that he hasn't gotten anything back from the club yet. And Dean's like, yeah, I got a jet out there.
Well, the tweets are out.
Yeah.
So.
It's weird now with like all the social media shit because you got to like, if you lie to someone, like you got to lie to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like if you say to someone like, oh, I'm going to go for this fucking thing. Like, I'm like, remember, don't tweet anything. Don't Facebook shit. Just sit here and just be a monk for a little while. You lied.
Yeah.
Whew, a lot of stuff going on.
Sometimes just posting would let people know.
That's what I mean.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on. So yeah, I'm excited for you being in the rap battle. It's going to be a huge event. It's a block party. When we say block party, it is a block party.
Yeah, and yeah. He's saying black party, everybody. I don't know if that's clear.
Yeah. It's going to be a black block party.
Black block party.
I bet Drunk Katie at the Comedy Store, you guys wouldn't get that reference.
No, but
Manzella?
I'm good at faking.
No, the other Katie.
Oh,
I don't know if you've met her.
See, I don't even know who she
no,
is. That's
see,
how good
Katie's
I am.
A girl who only bangs black guys, and it's so interesting because every time she shows up, it becomes Dave Chappelle's block party on the patio. Of the
really?
Comedy. It's like there's an app for white chicks who bang black guys.
By the way, that should be an app.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Yeah.
You thought it was a black party?
We were.
Did
we
I say black party?
He said block party, and then we had a little fun.
Well, it is going to be a black block party. But enough with this. I want to bring in the guests.
Yeah, Sam.
Are we excited?
Yeah, well, Sam, remember, without guests, it's just...
us talking to ourselves. We're just interviewing people that aren't... Man, why don't you give the whole intro to these ladies? I'm very excited to have them
on. Okay, well, you know these ladies from their albums All Over Your Face and Slippery When Moist.
Yay! Raise the roof. Raise the roof.
And for their show that's out on HBO Go, Kate McCucci and Ricky Lindholm, Garfunkel and Oates.
Garfunkel and Oates. Ladies, thank you so much. Very excited to have you guys on. I have been big fans of yours for a very long time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Even though we don't necessarily gig in the same areas, I always, you know, check out what you guys are doing on the internet, and I'm really, like, happy for everything you got going on.
Thank you. Where do you gig?
I do a naughty show, which we'll get into, like, why haven't you guys been in the naughty show. We would really love
where do
you
do the naughty show?
We do it at the main room at the Comedy Store. We actually move it around a lot. We do it all over the place. Like, we're going to be in Vegas in January. We do it basically where anyone will pay us to go. That's we're the A-team. We're mercenaries.
Well, we would be happy to do the naughty show. I think we would fit in pretty well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How come we haven't worked together yet?
I don't know. What's going on? And also...
Can you hear us?
Good?
It was way too loud.
I helped by apologies. Turning it up even louder.
Yeah, it's actually better? Still really loud.
It is? Here, how about
I have
this?
Like crazy
ears. You're an artist.
Craziest ears you'll ever meet.
That's
you'll
so
ever
much
meet.
Better.
There we go.
Nice. I have really good hearing. It's horrible.
That's horrible in the music business. Yeah. It's a terrible thing.
Why is that horrible? Like, no one can ever sneak attack up on you.
That's true.
Ninjas don't have a fucking chance.
That's true.
They're ninjas, they have a shot.
No,
they
she's train. Got good hearing. They always step on a twig.
Yeah, they do. There's always twigs breaking.
Those are shitty ninjas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we got in America now, are Shitty Ninjas. Yeah. All the works back east.
That's a great name for a college band, Shitty Ninjas.
That is
love
a good name,
it.
Yeah.
There probably is a couple.
What was one you said today? College dorm poster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That'd be a great. There will be a Twitter handle, Shitty Ninjas.
Yeah. There probably like, is.
Shitty
Wait,
Ninjas.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Oh, man.
There's Shitty Ninjas. I kind of bet there is. Let's
so much is going on brings. With you guys. You had the HBO Go show, which was awesome.
Thank you.
HBO Go is so interesting because, you know, one of our favorite people of all time, Brody Stevens.
We saw him over the weekend in Washington.
What gig did you guys do with him?
We did
the Benson Ball.
It's Tig Notaro's comedy festival.
Oh, nice.
Tig Notaro has her own comedy festival?
Yeah, well, she used to have it, and then she just restarted it this year.
I want a festival.
I know, right?
How do you get a festival?
I think you just like organize it and make it happen.
And where was it?
In Washington, D.C.
I want a fucking festival.
It was so much fun. We took a Segway tour of the whole city. Kind of in the rain, half of it, which wasn't quite as fun, but we segued like all around, like the White House and the Lincoln Memorial, all just comedians on segways.
It was crazy though because
Secret Service was like, get their fingers on those fucking triggers.
Right. They were like, what is happening?
Something like that actually happened.
Really?
So there was like, you know, we're driving along so happily, and then all of a sudden, I'm in the back, and I just see a bunch of segways.
We all just turn around.
There's guns, guys. There's guns.
Guns are out. Guns are drawn.
Hold on, were you guys there when that crazy stuff went down? Wasn't what? That the? Are you talking Washington D.C.?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where that lady went crazy on the Capitol?
No, this was a few days later.
Yeah. Oh.
But I think everybody was on high alert and. So
but
maybe
guns
were
drawn, and so 20 comedians just turned their segways around and went the other way.
It was crazy. So like we're like as fast as a segway can go.
Would you
getting
say,
out of there?
Yeah. Would you say comedians on segways are the exact opposite of first responders? Like they
yes.
run to trouble as
you just
comics
turn right around.
Just go the other way.
There's trouble. There's trouble.
Yes, somebody saw it. Someone goes, guns are drawn, and they just turn their segway, and everyone's like, guns.
I want to draw a gun.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Yep.
And as we were rushing out of there, there's plenty of police running toward the scene, and one nice little man flying a kite.
Wait, are you the scene?
No. There was some lady getting arrested, and then some other people in a car, and that's who the guns were pointed at. So there was like a lady on the curb in handcuffs, and then a gun. Like a couple of guns pointed at a car.
You go to D.C., it's very like cultured. It's got museums everywhere. There's like 90 colleges. But I bet with that White House right there, there's got to be some batshit crazy people.
Oh, yeah.
And there's guns everywhere.
Yeah.
There has to be, right?
There shouldn't be, but that's the way we're operating now. Do we have a government? I thought we lost that thing.
Yeah, that's
not
shut
currently,
down.
Yeah,
yeah everything, is, there's signs everywhere like, sorry, closed. This is closed. Sorry. This
we
is
did
closed.
Like a circular in front of the Lincoln Memorial, which we couldn't go into. We were all on our segways in this weird circle, like doing this circular segway dance. That was fun.
Yeah.
Was that the first time you rode segways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking nerve-wracking. Oh, right?
Would you say
I
it's a flash mob of segways?
Yeah. We just showed up in front of the Lincoln Memorial and we're doing a circle with these like cute arm motions.
The craziest thing is
like we were ice skating.
Ricky is not she's just a little bit like would you say clumsy? Is that fair to say?
Spatially unaware.
Spatially unaware. Ricky is
great hearing though.
Yeah.
Very good hearing.
See, I make up
it
for it.
It balances out.
It's compensating.
But
God
I can't
giveth,
walk,
God taketh.
I can hear. Yeah, exactly.
I was a little nervous for Ricky going on the Segway. There was a part of me that was like, this could be really like this could be bad. And instead it was just the opposite. I mean,
I've never been so graceful.
Like, just the biggest grin on your face. And then just, like, you just said, I just feel so alive.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was
No, I was like,
awesome.
This just feels right to me.
They sent pictures today. They sent us pictures of the Benson Ball and a lot of photos of the Segway adventure. And Ricky's face in every picture is, like, just beaming.
It was
it's
amazing.
I've always had this theory that what if you're the Michael Jordan of something that's never been invented, that hasn't been invented yet?
I always think about that. Or what if you're, like, Mozart, but then you never get to music.
Nobody ever showed you
like,
a piano.
You work in a meat factory and you've never seen a piano. Yeah, like, what happens?
They
you
only
just,
give
like,
you a tambourine and you're like, I can't make this symphony.
And it's like,
on this
is that why people are depressed? Because they like feel some, they have some gift that they're not giving or something?
Yeah, what if you're the best time traveler ever? Like, Doctor Who got the gig, he fucks it up, he always shows up at weird places, and you would always just hit it right on it, but it just wasn't around when you were here.
It didn't happen for you. That's really sad.
It is sad.
I guess it's good that I don't think of myself like that.
You don't think about yourself as a time traveler?
Or like, what if I could invent this great thing?
Yeah.
No.
You're too busy.
I always think of myself
Tindering.
Like that.
That's all you're doing. Intervention. If you're on Tinder, maybe you're the Michael Jordan of Tinder.
I'm not.
Are you on Tinder?
I am, but
oh, he's
I hate
crushing
it
on Tinder.
No, oh, really?
Sam has turned my story into Paul Bunyan. Now I have a blue ox. Like, I'm on it, but it's horrible. I think it's horrible.
So I don't exactly understand it. Can you explain it a little bit? Like what?
I don't know the exact way that it works, but it's through your Facebook. It just connects you with people, and it's more like a fun game.
It's not a fun game. It's well, going to ruin humanity.
Isn't it just for hooking up?
No, it isn't. Oh. Honestly, I mean,
no,
it's supposed
that's
to
Grindr.
Be. That's what we said. That was the idea. But now it's like, so what else?
Well, as long as women are involved, it's never just going to be random meet me in the dumpster type. Yeah. It would just will never be there.
I met a girl recently who decided to have sex with a stranger from Tinder.
Really?
Yeah, on her birthday. It was like her gift to
it's
herself.
My
birthday
day.
Sex.
And it was the day I met her. It was she was like, it's my birthday. So this morning I had sex with a stranger in on Long Island, or not Long Island. What's it called?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. Oh, Long Beach. Some stranger in Long Beach who had a foot fetish. Or, like, tell us everything.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. She's like, it was really weird, but hey, whatever.
It's her birthday.
She wanted an experience on her birthday, so she went through Tinder.
Now, how was she taking it? Was she excited about it, or was the, like, oh, what have I done?
Oh, she was super excited. I was a total stranger, and she told me. I just met her. She's like,
that's
crazy.
Sex
some dude on Tinder.
You're like, that's great. Can I get my latte, please?
Yeah. Right.
So you guys are doing a lot of great stuff. You got IFC. IFC seems to be the smart channel right
yeah
now.
We started writing yesterday.
Yeah,
what's the feel of the show? What are we going with?
It's us. It's about us, basically, and our weird adventures and our very weird lives as, you know, musical comedians traveling the country.
Yeah, it's kind of like us trying to get material,
right?
And slash how do get lives,
you know, as comedians. You know, we'll go out, we'll live life and we'll write a joke about it. Like, do you guys do that with music? Do you like, are you going to be like the girls, like, you know, write a song about meeting a guy at a dumpster and he licks your feet from Tinder?
Maybe.
Will that be a song?
Anything is possible.
Maybe that girl was me. Maybe it was my birthday. I don't know.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. But don't you know, like, don't you ever notice when you have no life that you have nothing to write about?
Completely.
Yeah, so then you have to, like, either, you have to do something.
You got
to
get out of the house.
So that's what we're getting out of the house in this show.
And
we're
all of
figuring out stuff to do to give ourselves lives.
Yes.
/ get material.
Last year, the problem was we were out of the house too much. We were on the road so much that we really didn't have a life anywhere, you know, aside from being on the road. And so we just didn't have...
How many songs about Motel 7 can you write?
Exactly.
Exactly. Nobody wants to hear a song about airplanes.
Nobody. No. We're like, what's up with the food? It's not cheap anymore.
Why do they call it baggage?
Baggage.
They always do.
They do. Now, overhead baggage.
Your rollerboard. No one calls it that.
A rollerboard?
Yeah.
Rollerboard?
Rollerboards?
Rollerboard.
Oh.
I don't get what some people consider check-in stuff. Like, they bring the biggest bags I've ever seen. I'm like,
oh my God, we had the best guy. Okay, so nobody likes airport stories, but whatever, here is one.
We love
we're
known as the Airplane Story Podcast.
Oh, there you go. Oh, well, all right, perfect. We've got one for you.
Yeah, Sunday we flew in from D.C., and the guy in front of us had a rotting mint plant.
And he kept dropping
it. With an apple in it. Like, he just set an apple in it. And he kept dropping it in the dirt and mint went everywhere. And he'd clean it back up.
There was
and
dirt everywhere.
It was, like, in his luggage and it was open. And it was, like, falling out of
it. He had it in the bin?
No, it was on his carry-on. He had,
on it?
So, yes, yeah, exactly.
It sounds like a plant.
Oh, wait,
We took pictures of it.
Yeah,
the clumsiest, the weirdest carry-on. And mint plants are like $6. Like, why are you taking it?
Why are you taking it across?
This one has sentimental value.
Just go to Home Depot and buy a
crushed.
New one.
It was totally crushed because he kept dropping it. It was just over.
And then even when we landed, still, everybody was waiting for one man, and it was the mint man.
Like, plant guy.
Come on,
the
buddy.
Mint man.
Yeah. Let's go, Minty.
Yeah.
He's like, hold
no
on.
Could take him out, bad ninja.
I think I've made maybe
shitty ninja.
Shitty ninja. Shitty ninja.
If I put one more apple in it, maybe it'll be okay.
Yeah.
No, asshole. Get off the plane.
Oh my God! So you guys are touring a lot now. How is touring? I mean, like, I'm a I do stand up on the road all the time. It can be miserable. At least you guys are together. Is that help, or do you guys want to choke each other out once in a while?
It's so much better to do it with another person. I feel like I'd get really lonely.
Yeah, I don't
by
think
myself.
I don't think I could handle the amount of time we're on the road if it was just me. I can't imagine it, honestly.
Mm-mm. Now, you guys, you just did a festival. You got another festival this weekend. That sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, Festival Supreme.
And Santa just to let you know how much respect I have for you, I didn't go in your phone and black cock bomb you. That's what I usually do to people.
What is that?
Black cock bomb.
Well, I act like I'm looking at your picture. I'm like, whoa, this is a cool picture. And I get in your Tinder and I talk about
Twitter
or whatever. I like get in your and I talk about how much you love black cock. And I send it out and then everybody kind of talks.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine.
See, if you did it from my account, people would believe it.
Really?
They would be like, someone hacked you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would never buy it from
me. I was trying desperately today to figure out how to write a nice tweet about the anniversary of I Love Lucy. And then I just was like, this sounds lame, but I really wanted to say it. So happy anniversary, I Love Lucy.
Happy today is the day.
You say Lucy like you say ukulele.
Oh, ukulele.
Lucy.
Lucy.
I love Lucy.
I love Lucy and ukuleles.
I say that Kate has a ukulele accent. But be like, is that a violin? She's like, it's a ukulele. She like turns into like a little sprite.
Do you feel that
and
nobody respects the ukulele like they should?
I think it gets respect. I mean, it's one of those instruments that I think it's just become so popular in the past like, 5 years. Yeah.
Is there a big ukulele movement?
There's a great big boom.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
God.
Ukuleles on a Kaiser Permanente billboard, and I was like, oh, it's over. It said ukuleles equals healthy. Yeah, that was horrible.
They might want to start doing a better job of advertising. What does that mean?
It means if you're sick, they just hand you
a ukulele. Also, why are they advertising?
Yeah. Many questions.
The ukulele is soothing. It's soothing.
It is soothing. It is. Well, I think there's something great about, anyone can play it, and that's kind of awesome. I feel like everybody should have
big
a ukulele.
Big Hawaiians love ukuleles.
They do.
It's like their thing.
I think it'll this whole boom will probably go away at some point and then come back in 40 years or whatever. It seems like it goes that way in the history of ukuleles.
Yeah.
All the poser ukulele people will just go away and just the people who love it will keep it. The purists.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who introduced you to the ukulele? Like, was there this moment where somebody handed it to you? Go, you look like you could use this. Like,
yeah, exactly. Actually, my grandpa, I was in Hawaii. I was living in Hawaii for about three months. I was there, and I play classical piano, and I was missing having an instrument. So my grandpa took me to the music store and bought me a ukulele. So that's, So in some way, yes, he was like, you look bored.
So you went from piano to ukulele?
Yes.
And how was that?
It was great. It was really great. And then I left Hawaii and I went back to piano and it sat on my wall for a few years. And then one day I picked it up again. But that was like 10 years ago now.
And you've just been crushing it ever since.
Ever since.
Every single day.
Who is known as the greatest ukulele player of all time?
Oh, gosh.
Good question.
The Michael Jordan of
probably
ukuleles.
Probably that guy Jake Shaka something. I don't know how to say his last name. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm really new to the ukulele world.
Yeah. There's this guy named Jake. He's from Hawaii. I can't pronounce his last name, but I think he's probably the Michael Jordan.
Can someone Google Jake
but
from
I love
Hawaii
how like people
ukulele.
Think that you know anything about other... Like, I used to play flute in high school, and everyone would go, oh, you must love Jethro Tull. I'm like, right. No, I don't. What? Because there's a flute in it?
Yeah.
It's like,
that's right up your
alley. Oh, you play piano? You must love Elton John, Beethoven, and everyone else. No, I don't.
Is it Jake Shimbaruko Ruku?
That guy is insane.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty crazy, actually.
Really? What you could do, you can just go off on it?
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. But also, everybody references Tiny Tim still.
Does that upset you?
No, I think it's great.
He was interesting, man. And
that
was the
number
one watched show of all time, I believe.
Marriage. No, it's not. But you're close.
It was. It set some kind of record. No. The number one Tonight Show of all
married,
time was him getting married on Tonight Show.
Who did he marry?
Like, what the fuck was it? They were always so weird.
Some
like
understanding woman.
Oh.
It's like Miss Tina, something like that.
I don't know.
Miss Yvonne. Miss Yvette. No, that's Pee Wee's Playhouse.
I did not see that.
A lot of weed to fight through here.
We're looking up Miss Vicky.
Oh,
Miss
yeah.
Vicky. That's what it was.
I should have known that. Yeah. Sorry.
you know, it is part of your history.
Good looking guy, though.
Yeah, I like your T-shirt. I like your Garfunkel
yes,
T-shirt.
Where did you get your shirt?
Thank you. Well, my friend, my good friend from New Jersey that lives out here, Mike Chiklis, was your AD on HBO Go.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
wow.
He.
That was our crew gift.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was like, where did she get that particular shirt? That's so funny.
Yeah. That, tell Mike we say hi.
It'd yes. be great if she worked on the crew and was like,
tell them what the shirt is, because yeah. they can't see it. They're listening. No, what does the shirt say?
Oh, right. For the listeners, it says, I like your Garfunkel and Oates T-shirt.
That's
we
really awesome.
Make more of those.
Yeah,
those
we should. I like those ones.
So this is like an exclusive shirt.
Yeah, there aren't many of those.
You're an insider. Yeah. This weekend, you guys got a great show coming up.
Yes.
Festival Supreme. I think we play at 2:30 in the afternoon, though, so if you want to see us... You got to get there really early, right at the beginning. Yeah. I feel like we may be first. I don't know.
And then we can go swimming.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then
segways.
Yeah. Then we can segue
around.
Ski balls and segways.
But now you guys do this musical comedy stuff. Are there a lot of musical comedy festivals?
No. This is.
I've never been at one.
I feel like this is the first one I've ever heard of.
I can't believe it. That hasn't happened more.
Yeah. I guess it just takes. I think it takes a lot of energy to do one.
Mm-hmm.
It takes like. A Jack Black type person who's like just gets everyone together.
So it's going to be pretty sweet. Are you looking forward to seeing any other bands in the show? Like, is anybody?
So
like,
many.
Oh my gosh, there's so
guy.
Many. I'm going to be watching the whole time.
Don't say the special guest.
Oh right.
Don't
okay,
say
right.
it. Can you whisper it so I can just get excited? Oh my no!
Oh my god! Can you believe
the
it?
The guy with the mint plant.
Yes,
he's coming.
Minty.
Minty the apple planter's coming.
I'm looking forward to Tenacious D.
Oh my gosh, and
Adam Sandler,
Tim
Reggie
Minchin.
Watts.
Who else?
Isn't Tig in it, too?
Tig is... Yeah, Sarah. I think Sarah Silverman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm watching the whole show.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be there until 4 in the morning. Or
oh, it's going to be a late night party night.
Yes.
I think it's the most brilliant idea. I don't know why it hasn't been done before. And it's just because when you go on, like, YouTube, like, all the comedy videos that get the most hits are always the awesome, like, comedy music videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of seems like it's opened up. Do you think Tenacious D had a lot to do with that? Kind of opened the door to like where like playing guitar and doing comedy kind of exploded and became more mainstream? Or was it always around? Was that a long question?
I mean, I don't know. I guess
part
I don't really know
question.
Much about like the 80s comedy bands. I don't know if there were.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know
yeah,
what was going on before. So maybe it was Tenacious D that sort of opened it
that
up again.
That and Flight of the Conchords. You know, Flight of the Conchords came after them. And then, Weird Al's been around.
Weird Al is. Have you ever been to a Weird Al concert?
Yes, we have.
It's phenomenal.
It's amazing.
They love him.
Weird Al has a segue.
He's, of course. And he's just the nicest guy ever. We love him.
He's nice, Al, really.
Yes.
When you guys sell a billion albums, do you want your record label to give you segues, golden segues?
If that would mean we'd have to sign with a record label, which will never happen.
Are you indie?
We are. We do our own
thing.
We'll
never sign with a label.
Oh, my God.
Not a chance.
You're producing it yourself? You're like your own Dr. Dre?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Got eagle ears over
here. Making the beats.
Yeah.
Do you mix it yourself? Are you doing all that, or do you hire somebody?
We have an engineer,
Oh, does he get a shirt?
I'm sure they have many shirts.
Yeah.
They definitely have shirts.
Not our shirts, but...
Yeah, they do.
Just the give engineers? Them random shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mike and Evan? Yeah.
Oh,
they have tons of our stuff.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Take it back.
Yeah.
I take it back then,
If you're listening, guys, call in. Let's settle this problem right here. You guys, how did you guys meet? Because you guys work really well together.
We met at UCB and then just became friends. And then I wrote a short for us to be in where Kate played my imaginary friend. And then one day I saw her play her ukulele songs and I was like, let's turn it into a musical.
And you played music before that?
Mm-hmm.
So
I was playing
just worked out.
Funny songs on my own and so was she. And then... We just wrote songs for this short and then put them on YouTube and everything was
I love it.
Different after that.
But you want to know how serendipitous this really is?
I would love it.
When we were like 11, we were in the same music camp in Pennsylvania.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we know it.
We didn't know it.
You guys don't remember crossing eyes going, I think I know you.
No. I mean, I didn't. I just vaguely remember Ricky's group because she was in the cool group.
Oh.
I cried the entire week.
Oh,
that's tough.
I loved camp. I just could not wait.
I wonder why.
I was just like, oh, I just hit the ground running.
I can't wait to beat on the nerds.
group. At music camp, we're all nerds.
That's true. That's why, like, the cool kids at music camp are like, I don't ever want to leave.
Right.
This is what it's like to be
we're
cool.
We're just like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, is there any misconceptions about band camp? Anybody think it's like, is it a lot of party actions?
Well,
is it a lot of fun?
We were like, 11, and this was music camp, which is different than band
different
camp.
Than band camp.
Oh, okay.
Because band camp's like marching bands and stuff.
I've done band camp.
Okay.
I was in color guard.
But. Oh, you
okay.
Were?
Oh, that's
color
cool.
Guard. What is... I know color guard. I'm back east color guard. But what is the purpose of color guard?
Spin a
like,
flag.
You're marking... You're running around with like a fake rifle. You're throwing... Like, what happens? Like, if we get invaded, you lead our charge?
Do you have a
it's
rifle?
It's just nice to watch it visually from the bleachers.
Right.
It's so interesting. She's got a fake gun. She's throwing it around. That's if shit gets fucking crazy...
Yeah, people can go to the bathroom.
We got Vicky lead us
so
in
that was
the bathroom.
That was band camp. This is music camp. Let's what's not.
It, totally different.
What happens at music camp?
You just take a lot of music lessons.
Yeah, and then you have two options for sports, swimming or tennis.
Mm-hmm. I was swimming. What are you?
Tennis.
Oh, yeah. That's why we didn't know each other.
Mine's
yeah.
Using Capulets. At
I know.
Camp.
But you know, you play like, you learn music theory and you take piano lessons and violin lessons. And
this
it's
is
very
funny.
Serious.
We never talked about the swimming or the tennis till right now. Mm-hmm. It's weird that we have memories from like so long ago and they match.
Aww. This is awesome. Now, the name is phenomenal.
Thank you.
How
that
did,
is wh- all Ricky.
What? How did you guys come
that
up with it?
What's, I forced really, it down your throat.
Oh, my
really?
God. I was really not... I wasn't sure
what
about
did you
name.
Want? Let's hear what you were
well,
pushing for.
I wasn't sure. Like, we had a couple really kind of not good names, mm-hmm. but like we were trying to find something that would really... work
because the yeah. name it really helps. I mean, like
that's
it can make you or break you.
That's what I think. And one day I was just sure, and I was with this engineer, and we just called her like 17 times.
I was in a
we're
dinner
like,
meeting, and
it.
My phone kept
over
ringing,
and, over
and I was like, "I'm sorry, this seems really important." And I went into the parking lot, and they're like, "You are going to be Garfunkel Notes. You have to."
That's
and
what
like,
we're doing. It's happening. And Kate's like, "Fine."
I was like, "All right," and thank goodness because so many wonderful things have happened because of our name. Especially, we've become friends with John Oates, so that's kind of awesome.
Right. Shut
awesome.
Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did he find out about you?
One of his interns. Yeah, his intern was like, hey, check out these girls on MySpace. And yeah. he thought that it was funny. And
that's how long
us.
We've been doing this. He MySpaced us.
Yeah.
Is he, will about- he ever make a cameo? In any of the videos?
I hope
we
so.
We hope. We really want him
that'd
to.
That'd be amazing. Oh
God, what about Garfunkel? No word from Garfunkel.
No word. We don't know if he knows about us. I don't know.
He better.
Well, we got to put that out there.
I'll talk to him. I
what if they day. Started yeah. touring because of you guys?
Oh,
like, we're the
my
real
dream.
Ones.
That'd be
oh.
so fucked up.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you open for them?
Garfunkel
in a
Oates
second.
Garfunkel.
Oh,
Garfunkel
that Oates would be amazing.
For Oates and
oh, man.
Gosh, I would open for them in a second.
Would that be the ultimate open?
Mm-hmm. Like, we have opened for John Oates.
Really?
Yes, we have.
Where'd you open for him?
At the Canyon Club?
Oh, yeah.
In
yeah,
Agoura
yeah.
Hills.
Yeah. Was wow. it packed?
Yeah.
With just 80s rocking?
Totally.
People?
Yeah. It took him a minute to realize that we were funny. Because, you know, John's like a serious musician. Yeah.
Right.
So it took
right.
him a minute to be like... I think they maybe just thought we were bad, and they were like, no, this is
the
comedy.
Fans, the fans were
so- yeah, and they're like, oh, okay, cool.
We sang Maneater with them, and we came out.
Stop.
And yeah. and I
is played- there any video of that?
Okay,
oh, God,
that's a different
a
story.
This
so
is wait,
the worst
first
story
we should
ever.
Paint the picture of the performance, which is just amazing. I played the trombone during Maneater while Ricky wow. did a striptease from one dress to another dress that was under.
I just
dress.
Had another dress underneath.
It was like unbelievable. And so Ricky's mom was in charge of filming.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh,
and boy. So my mom is like, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. She's panicking. And I was like, you just point the camera, just look through and just point. And then... And she was right.
She can't
she,
do it.
Okay, so we go home and we're trying to look at the video because we want to put it on YouTube. And she filmed the back of the head of the person right in front of her. So she had the camera like on the table. And you can see me a little bit, like the outline of my body. And you can see a little bit of John. Kate is totally obscured by this head. And my mom goes, well, can't you just like digitally remove it like in 24?
Oh, yeah.
On my Sony yeah. handycam, just remove his head and
that's
Kate's body
idea,
will
mom.
Appear.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. In the future, we have Dragonfly, and I'm sure he would love to come film anything you guys ever need. I will loan you
nice.
Our Dragonfly.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
He gets
I mean,
right
next time
of-
you get some with Oates, you got to
he really
mm-hmm.
gets the
get
back
that.
Of the head real well.
Yeah.
This guy.
He's
he
the Michael
it.
Jordan of back of the head shots.
He really is.
It's the saddest piece of footage.
Oh, man.
Now, that's a question. Now, you guys, I'm sure on the road, I don't know if you guys mostly do festivals or where do you guys do you go? Comedy clubs a lot?
Comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm. What's the reaction? Do people know what they're coming to? Because sometimes comedy clubs will just hire somebody. Like, I've been called into places where a comic canceled last second. And I go in and I got their crowd. And they're like, what the hell? What the hell? This ain't Big Rob.
Right.
What the hell?
Like, I think maybe at first, but lately, I think the last year or so, people have known what they were getting into.
And what were those shows where they didn't know you? Like, what is that like?
mixed.
It's. I mean, it's. God, sometimes they're the most amazing because they're laughing at everything.
They've never
is
heard
new.
Anything, and it's like yeah. And
so
then sometimes
the tiniest
so
joke is a big laugh. But yeah, sometimes people are like walking out because they don't want to hear the things we're talking about.
They just didn't plan on that. You know, they just yes, it's just not everyone's thing.
Yeah, and comedy is so interesting. Like, I can go somewhere to see a band, and let's say the opening band isn't exactly what I like. But if it's a cool sound, I'm like, hey, I like this. Mm-hmm. Comedy's so interesting because they want something so specific. Yes. Like, I like this kind of comedy. Mm-hmm. And if you don't fit into that, they get very angry. How can you talk like that? How can
yeah,
you
no
do
one
this?
Can yeah. sit through it.
It's crazy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's been fun. I mean, we love shocking people.
Really?
Like,
it's really fun.
Especially
why haven't we worked together?
We
I don't understand
like,
this.
We kind of get excited if we do have walkouts.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, we're doing something
Me
right.
Me too. Yeah. If I don't walk at least a couple people, I'm not doing it right.
Yeah. We get excited. We usually don't have walkouts, but when we do, we get like a little like.
Do you guys a little yeah. high five on
yeah.
that one?
Yeah. And then usually the rest of the crowd's with us and like, yeah, yeah. you know, like we're sticking with you, you know.
Do you but, guys ever get heckled? I'm sure you do. It's comedy. Do you get heckled?
You know, knock on wood,
not
a lot.
Too much.
But I think songs are different.
It is different with us. I feel like if it was me alone, I would get heckled more. Something about Kate's face, people don't want to heckle her.
Because she looks like
she
means
just
business?
Looks nice. No, she just looks like a nice, do you know what I mean? Like people just don't. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How can you be mean to her?
No, exactly. Yeah. Like what's someone going to say?
Yeah.
Like go. Know. Like I dare you, heckle her. You can't.
Try, Gareth. Try heckling
See,
her.
Look, you won't do look it.
Oh, it's okay.
Just say ukulele.
Ukulele?
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't stay mad.
Now, you guys do like, kind of dirty comedy, right?
Yeah.
Now, your parents, do they listen to your show? Do they listen to it? And are they like, yeah, I got lucky. I've been filthy from day one. When everybody, I've been doing it a little longer than everybody here, but when Seinfeld, everybody wanted to be Seinfeld, I was just a filthy dude, you know, because that's who I am, you know. And so I just kind of like stuck with it. And I got really lucky that I had two parents who kind of right from the start were like, yeah, go do what you want to do. It might have been the fact that I was held back in first grade and the fact that I'm not pumping gas, nothing against people pump gas, but the fact that I'm not doing that, they're really happy about
that. What was going so wrong in first grade?
I don't know how you fuck up first grade. I don't know how you do that because it's really
nothing.
Yeah, they said hold them back.
Did you have trouble with like scissors or something?
I think it was sniffing glue.
I can't imagine being a parent and being like, sure, hold my kid back.
My dad didn't want to. My mom was like, whatever you want. I was
so
like,
he doesn't understand taking off his shoes before he comes into the room? Okay. Yeah.
Hold him back an entire year. Yeah. Make him older than everyone else in his grade.
We'll show him how to pump gas. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I always feel like the kids that were held back, like everybody knew those kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I was the trouble
Scarlet
kid.
Letter.
Yeah.
Look at stupid Sam. He's back in first.
Oh, yeah.
That's so sad.
But I crushed it. Never spelt one word wrong in spelling class. Bam, I was on fire. I was dominating everybody.
Oh, man. You were spelling the shit out of those words.
Yeah.
Fuck you, words.
So fuck you, words. So when you when they heard your stuff, were they cool there? Were they like, I cannot believe you're saying this stuff?
You know, in the beginning, we were singing dirty stuff, but it's gotten progressively
It's escalated.
Dirtier. And yeah, my parents aren't thrilled with a lot of what we're singing, but
I think mine have made peace with it. They come to shows and they just go.
Because you guys are doing great. At some point, like when you got your first show, at some point they got to be like, oh, okay, this might go somewhere.
My mom always just comes up afterwards and goes, good job.
I filmed
We just don't talk about specifics. Yeah. We just don't talk about specifics and it's fine.
Yeah, I try to talk to them about it, but I think
crazy.
It's best not to,
really?
And I basically just say, don't watch this, please, and hope they don't. But then they don't listen.
We've had a couple people hitting us up, and I've been asked over and over again to ask about Hell Baby, especially Ricky Scene.
Yes.
Can we hear about this?
I knew this was going to happen.
We do our research.
Ricky. Mm-hmm.
We've interviewed people from your past lives. I mean, we...
Really?
We talked to some of your teachers.
Who was I in my past life?
That's Sam's a good point.
First grade
you
teacher.
Were Amish in your
oh,
past
wow.
life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
you
were hell yeah.
Fascinated with that.
I do love Amish
That's why the
people.
Segue
Why was do you
so
love
big.
Them?
I'm just interested in the culture. I think it's fascinating.
It is weird. I'm from upstate New York, and there's a
Me
big...
Me too. Where? That's why. Where? Near Buffalo.
I was born in Niagara Falls.
I'm from Olean.
Oh, nice. All my family lived in Grand Island, Niagara Falls, some people in Rochester. I'm actually from Cortland, which is right outside of Syracuse.
Cortland, we used to swim against you guys.
Did you guys beat us?
No.
Yeah.
We were terrible.
Exactly. Yeah. I knew the answer.
That's because all the kids were 30 because they got held back so much.
I'm from New Jersey.
What part?
Belleville?
Oh, I don't know. I'm from Somerville.
Okay.
Do I got to separate you two?
Yeah, guys.
Oh, so not Essex County. Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right,
Vicky, relax.
Okay. So you're from the classy part of New Jersey.
I don't know. The middle part?
Is that classy part?
Sure.
Well, it's better.
it's all relative.
Yeah.
So what's going on with Hell Baby?
Do you want to say it, Kate?
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
So, well, Hell Baby is a really amazing, funny movie. And there is a very long scene where Ricky's totally naked.
All right.
Can we find that scene?
Is it
on the internet?
Probably.
Put in the scene. What are we waiting for?
I don't want to have to watch it. Nor do I want to watch it.
Watching it. Yeah, that's almost
weird. Why did that go zero to creepy real quick?
Yes.
My excitement on that?
Absolutely.
Hey, where? Naked
put it
is?
In right now.
Yeah.
I went to a screening of it at Comic-Con, and afterwards there was a panel, and Ricky was part of the panel, and all of the men in the audience gave Ricky a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's got to feel good.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good.
I felt so... I was like, hey, guys, come on, just sit down. I wanted to say that I didn't, but I felt very protective.
But if you're going to get naked, you might as well get a standing ovation.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to do it. You've chose to do it.
Yeah.
It's your choice.
Yes.
And when you did it, people agreed with
it. I'm fine with it. I've done it twice. I'm fine with it.
But you had never done, like, everything.
Full, yeah.
Let me ask you something. And it comes to being a female comic and sexuality and this whole thing where, like, maybe there's this, it's a, I don't know if I want to say double standard, but it's got to be hard. Is there this push to have to be sexy in comedy too? I'm blessed to have a bunch of female comics for friends. We were at a dog park and they were talking about one particular female comic just put out an album. And the cover of her album,
I've seen it.
Had it with her hair over, and they're like, "I thought this is what we were working against." And I'm like, "I didn't know that. Nobody, I'm a guy, but are you working against that? Like, is that kind of
it's a weird thing where I have not put any thought into that. I don't feel any pressure to be sexy, and if anything, I feel like we downplay anything like that on stage. I feel like that's not like funny,
right?
It's not like. I don't know. So it's that's definitely not like the funniest part of us. We definitely don't.
So that's something that you don't do. You not focus on purpose, or do you just that's just not what comes into what we're
doing? It's just not part of it in a way. I think.
I mean, there's the part where we get in our bikinis and get like the like water and hoses and
We have really sexually explicit titles, but they're funny.
I was making a joke about like the show. It's not bad at all.
Oh, I thought you meant our album cover for.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, we end up. Ricky and I end up in like bathtubs and hot tubs and like naked, like
do you guys
kind of,
but it's do always, take a lot of naked pictures together?
No, but it's like funny sexual stuff because I think nudity is funny. Like I think sexuality is funny sometimes, and like especially in like the content. So we have really sexually explicit songs. So I don't know if we ever think about being sexy.
I think it's funny too. I don't know if you get this when you do comedy, but some people, oh, you're dirty, man. You're not working smart. And you know, some of my favorite comics are dirty comics who I think are as smart as anybody out there. Like David Tell, his jokes are so smart, and there are some good dick jokes out there.
A lot
you know,
of good ones, yeah.
Some quality jokes. Quality. You ever run into that? Am I just asking weird questions? I feel like
no,
this interview. I become Charlie Rose.
I think we have very different experiences on the road and with other comedians. I don't think comedians think of us as comedians, so we don't come up against any resistance. Like we're doing musical stuff, so people aren't like
you're
doing this other. We're
you're
just
like
this other thing. Like we don't do. You know what I mean? So we don't have any of that. No. Or if we do, they don't tell us, which is great.
Yeah.
Like I never want to hear any. Like people like say it to my face. Like I never want to hear anything in my face. Like I don't want to hear it ever. Like say it behind my back. Like I don't care.
Do you ever just someone criticize you? You just turn around and go, okay, keep going.
I should. I have walked away from someone mid criticism. That's fun.
Yeah, they should just go to Yelp.
Yeah.
Right? Just get on Yelp.
Just go to YouTube where we will never ever read it.
Right.
Fucking say some stuff, man. It's fucking weird. I don't know. I love what you guys do. Why the dirtiness? It's like, is that a choice or is that just what you find funny? Or have you always wanted to do dirty comedy or is that just what you wrote? And you're like, well, that's filthy too.
No, I was singing songs about my dog and, you know, my frog.
Mr. Rogers.
And then the Corruptor came through.
And then the first song Ricky and I wrote was called Fuck You. And... that just took off way more than the song about my dog. And I was like, well,
like, oh, there's something to
I
this.
Think there's something here. But, you know, we just started slowly writing some dirty things. And those were the laughs. And those were the things that people wanted to hear. And it was sort of like this fun, I don't know.
It's like a natural evolution into dirty.
Yeah,
and dirty
I feel like it probably somewhere was always there in me, but I just didn't know it. And then I met Ricky, and now we're singing about lots of things that I never thought I'd even talk about.
So you guys have a song you want to sing. We love your song. We'll hear as many songs as you'll play. I know you guys have,
oh, I brought you guys CDs. Just
shut up.
Awesome.
That's great.
I love you. So we got a game we want to play with you,
okay.
Or we want to play
the song.
Let's play the song. Can we hear the song?
A game or a song? We can't do both.
We can do both.
Let's do the game. And yeah. The song.
You want to do the game? Okay. We're going to do a game. I'm just going to say random words and phrases. You say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Can we do that? Porno. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Porno.
TV.
Hell, baby. Just kidding.
What happened in that? You were naked in Hell Baby.
I did not have sex in Hell Baby. I was
you
just
did.
Kidding. No.
Did you fake it? Were
no.
you just naked?
I was just naked.
Fake
I'm
it till
totally
you make
kidding.
It.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Here we go.
Porno, Ron Jeremy. That's the first thing.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we saw him at Starbucks the other day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Would he ever be in a video?
Oh, if he wanted
Love
to be,
it.
That'd be awesome.
Let's make that happen. We can do that. Black people.
Martin Luther King.
This girl. Oh, no, she left.
Did she leave?
There was a girl out there, and she put a sign up that said black people right
you know,
before we came in here.
There's yeah. a lot of people who say they see a ghost of this black girl who holds up signs yeah. that says black people.
Does
we
she
don't
get
know
felt up by
about.
Other
was
people
there
not walk in the
a woman
room?
Out here yeah. holding up a sign that said black people
no.
before
no,
we walked
no
in here?
No, black people.
There was, yeah.
Were they Amish? And yeah. No. But she totally got felt up
she
by another girl.
She got felt up by some other girl. It was really weird.
And now they're gone, right? They're both gone?
I don't
okay,
know. Maybe
right.
they're feeling each other up. But it was crazy just to see this one
crazy
girl.
Crazy good
like,
or crazy uncomfortable? I was reading your faces.
I just was like on my phone. I was like,
I was
I feel like this is a private moment for these
because it felt like
two.
We weren't supposed to be there.
And then I was just worried if this was like how everyone welcomes everyone here. Like, hi. And then that we were next.
Going
but
to your phone.
I have a lot less to offer. But I don't know.
Like a dragonfly dying. Whenever something weird happens, I go to my phone, and it's not about me, and something weird happens, I'll just start hitting numbers. Just pretend that I'm deep in something else.
Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be like, nah, I'm just Tinder.
Here we go. Miley Cyrus.
We can't stop, and we won't stop. We love that song.
Yeah.
Do you love her? I love her.
I think she's great.
I like her music, yeah.
I love her teeth.
Here we go again.
Good teeth.
Yeah, they really are good
I
teeth.
I thought she was good on SNL.
I think when she says wrecking ball, I wouldn't know if the song wasn't called wrecking ball, I wouldn't know what she was saying. I would think she was saying rainbow, maybe.
Came in like a rainbow.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I like the song a lot.
Do you think she gets, I feel like she gets this unnecessary shit all the time.
Please. She's one album.
Yeah,
we're talking about her. She's doing everything right. Like, and everybody before her that's been a pop star has done the same thing.
Yeah.
They, like, do something to get attention.
And then.
And they sell records and they.
And then there's all the outrage.
Yeah.
Like, is it real outrage or is just MTV got, like, the internet on lockdown and, like, everyone acts like they're
Everything's
pissed.
Fucking dumb outrage.
Yeah.
Everything's the 6-day shelf life. Like, can you fucking believe it? Put him on the cover of Rolling Stone? You fucking believe it?
Yeah.
Twerked on stage? Like, stop. Everybody's pissed about everything. Nothing changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I think good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love her.
I'm a fan.
I'm surprised she's not in more movies, man. Like Judd Apatow.
Well, she probably will be now.
She's dating that Hammer from Wrecking Ball, I guess.
Really?
Yeah,
I hear he fools around. Got a lot of kids all over the place. Little Hammers everywhere.
What do you want to do?
Gareth's mustache. Oh. Let's.
Very specific.
I think
like
about
on the list.
Porn stash from Orange is the New Black.
Oh,
it's very similar, right?
No, I haven't seen the show. Is that a security guard?
Yeah,
yes,
lawyer,
exactly.
Security guard.
Is he a creepy guy?
He's supposed to be, but he's like also really attractive. So it's weird.
Ooh.
I feel like if I was in that female prison, I have my eyes on Porn Stash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a lot to look at, but yeah. Porn Stash will take it.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not bad. I'm trying to think who would top him if,
yeah.
if you're one of those inmates. Who
Nobody.
Else would you go for?
Yeah.
Listen, that's
him.
What I've always strived to be, like, who could top him?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well.
If there's literally no one else, would I be the one?
Yeah. I guess if there was no one else, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Cool Pope. Cool Pope.
Oxymoron.
No,
I
like
just
that.
Was thinking of like I don't know. That just sounds like a new kind of like I don't know, ice cream or something.
Could cool
sounds like
Pope
new Coke.
Yeah.
Open for Shitty Ninjas.
See, yeah. That would be two great bands I would go see.
It's a great ticket.
Okay.
It's a good bill.
Final one. Gay for Pay. Gay for Pay.
I just thought of the harmonica guy that I saw yesterday. He was just trying to play me a song. So he was like harmonica for pay.
I
don't,
like that.
But I don't know.
No, is the harmonica?
Gay for pay has got to be tough. It's got to be. Because if you're actually not gay, actually fucking someone for pay, like, that would be tough.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of people do it.
So maybe, yeah, maybe they're not gay for pay.
Oh, that's
maybe
a good point.
They're gay.
Maybe they just gave her a sweet tip on the side.
Yeah.
Here's a
$20. Maybe
bucks.
They're just gay.
Gay, and also, what a bonus. Pay.
Yeah exactly.
Gay for bonus
wow,
pay.
What a deal. Pay.
All right. You guys have been great. You guys got...
Thanks
now,
for having us.
No.
Thank
any
you for coming.
I mean, I know you guys are super busy. You're all over the place. You're shooting TV shows. You're pushing products on commercials. Bam, 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 all the time. You did commercials a lot way back. I remember way back in the day, you were doing commercials, right?
Yes.
Yes, you were great.
But you were looking at each other like, are we doing these big endorsement deals?
I know.
You guys
I was
are
like,
doing the
I'm
new
like,
Pepsi,
what
right?
What commercial have I done in
the new,
7 years?
The Cool Pope.
Like,
so you guys are doing
cool
the Cool Pope.
Pope.
Yeah. Cool Pad.
So anyways,
Cool Pope.
I know you guys are busy. We do naughty shows all the time. We might be doing one in December. I don't know what your guys...
Invite us.
I
let
would
us know.
December, we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any
out.
Day. I
we're
love,
free.
I'm a huge fan of you guys. I couldn't
Christmas
be happier.
Christmas Dirty Show.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We might have a big show for
I'll
sure.
I'll wear my sexy Santa outfit.
Oh.
There we go.
I love it.
Triple that, Xmas. Nobody's ever done that, right?
Never.
No.
Awesome.
We'll be done this December. So why don't... Can we know the song? And can you take us out with that? And then we'll push everybody's stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
How do we?
I think we should just say
set this up.
Do you want us now? We have Dragonfly. You can stand, or we can bring mics to
you. Do
you
want to bring mics to us?
Bring mics to
that'd be awesome.
Bring mics to
this song is called "The Loophole," and I don't know if you guys are familiar with the loophole and what that is, but basically,
God's loophole. Do you guys know what that is?
God's loophole.
Yeah,
God's loophole is not up front.
It's girls who Christian girls who stay virgins till they're married, but have anal sex. Because it doesn't say they can't specifically in the Bible.
Yeah, God really should have been more specific.
Yeah. So
dummy.
We thought that's a great topic.
There's some great fine print.
Yeah.
Exactly. There. Exactly. There's... Okay, we're sound checking here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I'm a virgin, so but I got a blown out asshole.
Exactly. We thought it made for a good song.
Be, yeah.
I think it's going to make for a great
Where
song.
Where does this one go? Or is this the only one?
Well, you need to sing. Yeah.
And you were worried about talking about the asshole spotting in the lobby.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
Now we have
I didn't
a tune
want to talk
about it.
You saw an asshole in the lobby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
like an actual or like a person who was being an asshole?
No, an actual one.
Like an actual
What was going
one.
On?
Well, you know, it's a long story. I don't want to freak you guys out.
It's a short
out
story. Go for it.
Because I'm big fans really of you guys, quick. And I don't want you guys to be like, that guy's weird.
I think we can handle
We got
a lot
time.
Of
we're getting another mic. So what happened, Sam? You were saying?
Basically, this. This girl who works on the show, she had to leave. People like to show me their buttholes. I don't know why. And I, you know, some people do, some people don't.
Because he asked so nice.
And, you know, she said, oh, nobody shows you your butthole. And then the girl was out there. I'm like, can we see your butthole? And she just showed me your butthole. So.
Ew.
Why? She offered it up.
I don't, you know what, man?
Who
we
would offer
have different
that
reactions.
Was it everything you expected?
You know what? I have to admit, it wasn't that bad.
Oh.
Yeah, you know,
caught
sometimes you're surprised.
So for buttholes, it was pretty good. For unexpected buttholes.
Yeah, for a stranger's butthole,
right.
It was a pretty good.
You're like,
hey,
all right.
Did you hear that Shitty Ninjas playing with Stranger's Butthole?
Yeah. I can't believe they're following them. They're so good, Stranger's Butthole. Okay, so this is called God's Loophole?
Yes. Can you hear
Oh,
everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll try to do this. All right, ready?
All my life, I've been good. Do what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school to live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me that the Bible tells me, I will do.
Can you hear us? Okay.
Yes.
Walk the halls of high school with my purity ring. Unlike those other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend and pardon my French, but he's cute as heck. But I made a pact to keep my hymen intact, and Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees. Because the Bible says premarital sex is wrong. But Jason says that guys can't wait that long. And I don't want to lose him to someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get him off without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary, full of grace. In Jesus' name, we go to fifth base. Oh, thank you for making me holy, and thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, he'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, fuck me in the ass, because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a throbbing rationalization. It's just between you and me, because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. It's hard to be as pure as me, to resist the urge to lose my vaginal virginity, to wait until my marriage bed, to give my husband my unsullied maiden head. So take your cock out, shove it in my ass, fuck me until you come. Oops, I mean, let's join our souls and unite our bodies and fly with the wings of God. Whatever you do, don't touch my clitoris. If you ring Satan's doorbell, God can't ignore this. And no prophylactics when you put it in, because birth control's for sluts and it's a sin. I've emptied my bowels and laid out the towels. I'm ready for romance. Now I'm praying to the power that's the highest. But of all of my holes, this one's the driest. But we can't procreate if we anally copulate. And God's okay with sodomy, but only if you're straight. And I'm staying here no matter what. So I'm okay with everything but, everything but, everything but. Whoa, fuck in the ass because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a rock hard rationalization. It's just between you and me, because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. I do whatever the Bible tells me to, except for the parts that I choose to ignore because they're unrealistic and inconvenient. But the rest I live by for sure. So let's not talk about how the good book bans shellfish, polyester, and divorce, and how it can own slavery and killing gays, because those parts don't count, of course. Let's cherry pick the part about losing my cherry and mine it for ambiguities and omissions to circumvent any real sacrifice, but still feel pious in my arbitrary parroted position. And don't you dare question my convictions, and don't look closely at the contradictions. Just focus on the sacrificial crucifixion, and have faith in its complete jurisdiction. As the only way to measure if you're good or not, and in a debate just say to have faith, because when up against logic, it's the only card you've got. So close your eyes, take a deep breath, and fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of an irrational rationalization. It's just between you and me, because everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. Yeah, my chastity belt has locks, but sometimes you need to think outside the box. Hey!
Thank you. Kate McCucci and Ricky Lindholm. Follow them up.
So good.
Guys,
thank you, guys.
We are not worthy. You guys are awesome. That's such a well-written song.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's,
really
your voices are great.
I could not hear anything. My headphones had half fallen off, and I was like holding my head in place.
Yeah. You guys were awesome. All right, been our show. I would love to hear you guys more. You guys are great. Where can they can see you this weekend at the festival?
Yes.
Supreme.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
Follow us. We'll tweet all that out. And then the IFC show comes out. When do we know
yet?
July. So check that out. Please come back again when you got more stuff to push. We'd love to have you on.
Thank you.
Anytime,
thank you.
All the time. We'll work together very soon.
Awesome.
And I think we're out. Guys, we love you. This is Playboy Radio. We'll see you next week. Take care, everybody. Ciao.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. You guys were awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.